Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who have been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I've learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. Happy New Year, everybody. We made it to 2022. I'll tell you right now, 2021 was something. For me, it was an amazing year. My son was born in the beginning of 2021, and I celebrated a year of this podcast, which I'm very grateful to God for. Very quickly, I realized my son is a ball of energy and he takes up a lot. So with this podcast, I had to scale back from posting weekly to bi-weekly because I need to honestly catch up with him. I also needed time to spend with my family because it was just a lot happening. Very grateful, but a lot was happening. In the year for this podcast, I realized a lot of episodes talked about forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, and forgiving our mothers. I don't want to talk about that for a second. I realized that we need to forgive ourselves of a lot of things that we've done. We hold ourselves hostage to our past or past decisions, and we shouldn't anymore. Do we make mistakes? Of course, we're human. We're always going to make mistakes. But that doesn't mean we need to be bound by them. The Bible says, whom the Son has set free, he has set free indeed. If you have accepted Christ as your Savior and he has forgiven you for all of your sins, you are free. You are free. No longer bound to your past, no longer bound to those mistakes. You are free. That's something I have to practice myself because there are times where I say I should have known better. I should have done better. And there are times where I should have. But beat myself up over it isn't helping my cause or my case. And that's the same I encourage you to think about. Beating yourself up doesn't help you. It hurts you. So forgive yourself for that. I realized that a lot of episodes talking about forgiving moms, which was honestly surprising. Now, this is not me saying, moms, you need to do better. This is me saying to everybody, our moms did the best they could with what they had, whether it was good, bad, or ugly. Forgive them. Is it hard? Absolutely. Is it necessary? Even more so. But as it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ask God for the strength and wisdom to forgive and walk into it. Something that I keep on harping on is that you may not feel like forgiving somebody. When you think of that person who hurt you, you think of the pain they caused, the ripple effect it did in your life, the anger it brings up, and you don't want to forgive them. Now, hey, it's okay to feel how you feel. All feelings are valid. But the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Holding forgiveness back from someone is actually, as it says, God will forgive us if we forgive others. And if we don't forgive others, he will not forgive us. Matthew 6. Forgiveness really isn't for the other person, it's for us. It's like holding unforgiveness against somebody is like this. You're in a cage. And you have the key to let yourself out. But you're holding it to spite the other person outside the cage. You're keeping yourself locked up. You're keeping yourself hurt. Forgive them. Let yourself out of that cage. Honestly. I want to pray for you really quickly. Father God, thank you for bringing us all together in this space, in the quiet so we can hear your voice. I pray that you give us the strength and the wisdom to forgive. Help us to let go of any and all burdens that we have. Your word says, cast your cares upon you because you care about us, and that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So we cast them upon you. Turn our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh so we can forgive. And help us be who you desire us to be. And to let go of all of that anger, bitterness, frustration, pain, and give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank y'all really for rocking with me for this season two. It was a learning curve for me. But thank God he made it work. So this is the last episode for season two. Season three will be coming in March of 2022. So March of this year, season three will be coming. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited for what's coming. So I want y'all to be blessed. Have an amazing new year. And a challenge. Write down the person or people that you need to forgive. And start the process of forgiving them. Actually, yes. Forgive them. Ask God to give you the strength to forgive them. Ask for the wisdom. And I ask that you forgive them this new year. Everyone wants to start off with new resolutions of losing weight, working out, eating right. Start off the new year with a clean slate of forgiving those who've hurt you. Forgive them this year. That is my challenge for you. Be blessed. I know that there are times where we don't have the strength to forgive those who have hurt us, to do what it takes in this episode and more. We can only do these things with the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven in the past, present, and future. And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life, a relationship with God himself, power over sin, and power over the enemy. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just pray this. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins and my wrongdoings in the past, present, and future. I confess and believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was buried and rose again. I give my life to you, Lord. Please come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer, I want to say welcome to the family. This is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Now that you have made this decision, get in a good Bible teaching church who preaches the gospel and message of Jesus Christ. You can look on Google, social media, and even ask your friends for recommendations. Also, there may have been some things said in this episode that may have triggered some bad memories and bad feelings. If this is the case, please seek a licensed therapist to talk them out. As it says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You can go through your healthcare provider, Google, or ask friends who have received therapy for recommendations. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. If you like this podcast, please share this with other people. You never know what they're going through, and the episode you just listened to may help them. I also wanted to let you know the Power of Forgiveness is on Instagram. That link is in the show notes. You can also leave me a voice message on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. Imagine what it would be like to no longer hold anger in your heart and forgive the people who have hurt you. Imagine finding the career that you were meant to have. Well, that's what coaching can do for you. At Breakthrough Coaching, we connect with people who want to break through the wall that keeps them from forgiving someone that has hurt them and finding the career that they have always dreamed of. If you or anyone you know wants to break through the wall that is stopping you from these goals, schedule a session with us. That link is in the show notes below. We would love to help and see you thrive and achieve the goals that you have. I want you all to have an amazing week, and remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people did hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.